We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne Tha God.
Wake that ass up. The Breakfast Club is on
right here.
I am feeling blessed. I'm talking to the Breakfast Club this morning.
Okay.
I love coming here. I'm never not going to come here. You guys are good to me. In return, I'm always going to be good to y'all.
For a lot of people in the hip-hop generation, the Breakfast Club is where people get their information on the topics, on the artists, and everything like that. In that aspect, radio is still important.
The Breakfast Club.
When my name come up, respect it.
Good morning, USA.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday, man.
Yes, it's
Lord have mercy.
Yee, how you feeling?
How y'all feeling?
How's COVID affecting you today? Yeah, is it over? I said you said you were gonna take a test yesterday. How we looking?
Yeah, I'm doing good now. I tested negative finally, and I went for a little jog in the park yesterday just to see what my wind is like. Cause I told you I get out of breath real fast. That's like the real only thing that's happening. But it was okay. It wasn't too bad.
And what's the new rules and regulations? You gotta stay your ass out the way for what, 5 days?
Yeah, 5 days of isolation, and then. After that, 5 days, like wearing a mask when you're around people.
Okay. All right.
But I'm good now. Thank God.
That's all that matters. All right. Well, Charlamagne, how's everything, brother?
I thank God that it's Friday because I am spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically exhausted. I'm tired, man. I'm just tired. It's just been a long, draining week. Mm-hmm. Been putting a lot of energy, a lot of different places. And, yeah, I'm just exhausted.
Yeah, I agree. But you know what? I try to leave the news alone for the last, yesterday, I should say. And I just enjoyed the kids, man. And shout out to anybody that has kids, young kids that play sports, softball, baseball, cheerleading, basketball, soccer. Those games be long, bro. And you know, they haven't developed their skills yet. So them games be long. They be long. Pitching be bad.
No, they do.
I just enjoy it, man. I just the fact that I can play with the kids. And there's a new game called Bonga Ball. Bonga Ball. What is it?
I have no idea what that is. Like, but you know,
go ahead.
No, what you said about the you know, staying away from the news, I do think it's good to disconnect, you know, but we can't sit here and act like, you know, these stories are already embedded in our brain and embedded in our spirit. And when you play with your kids, that makes it, you know, that makes it even worse. Like because you're seeing your kids and you're like, damn, some people aren't going to be able to see their kids ever again.
Correct.
You know? And then I saw the story yesterday with the husband of the teacher died of a heart attack. And, you know, and
yes,
he
Joe
had
Garcia,
just went
the, had, husband, yeah, the husband of Irma Garcia.
Absolutely.
So sad.
Mm-hmm. He had just went to go put flowers on near the site that day, like, and then died of a heart attack later. You know, he died of a broken heart.
Broken
and they left
heart,
behind
absolutely.
Four kids. So it's just like, man, bro, I'm just exhausted.
All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, I'll update you guys on that story in Uvalde of Joe Garcia, and we'll talk about an 11-year-old student at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde and how she managed to survive the shooting.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, last night, did you see the game, Charlamagne?
Yes, sir. I stayed up. I watched the whole thing, and I had to watch the post game show because, you know, that's the last inside the NBA of the year. So, you know, I had to see Kenny, Charles, Shaq, and Ernie one last time this season.
What about you, Yee? Did you watch the game?
No, I went to bed early.
Okay, well, the Warriors beat the Mavericks 121-10. Congratulations to the Golden State Warriors.
No surprise there. I mean, Golden State Warriors, that was my preseason pick to win the NBA championship. And I personally believe that if they win this year, they're gonna win at least two more before Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond hang it up, especially with that them youngins they got over there.
Even Wiggins, yep. Yeah. What else we got, Yeezy?
And Cowabunga.
And what do you think is gonna happen tonight?
Well, I think Boston gonna win.
Boston should win tonight. Miami's injured. They beat up. You know, I mean, I had Boston pick to win the series, but, you know, Jimmy Butler's playing through injury. Kyle Lowry's playing through injury. Tyler Herro's not even playing. I think the Celtics should close it up tonight.
Yeah, and they're playing in Boston. I think Boston got this one.
Yep.
All right, now that we were talking about this earlier, the husband of an elementary school teacher who was killed during the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas, has died of a heart attack. Joe Garcia, the husband of Irma Garcia, died yesterday just 2 days after his wife was tragically killed when the shooting happened at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. Mrs. Garcia was one of two teachers along with 19 students who were killed in that deadly massacre. They were married for 24 years, and they leave behind four children.
Mm-mm-mm. Come on, man.
Now, as far as Salvador Ramos, we talked about how he shot his grandmother in the face. She is still recovering. The family said that they're getting all kinds of hate messages and hate emails right now. But the grandmother, she actually did call the police, too. She did call 911 after she was shot in the face. She called the police for help, but her grandson had already taken off, crashed the vehicle outside the elementary school, and then that's when he ran inside the school. Here is what they said about the grandmother.
On Tuesday, May 24th at 11:28, suspect just west of here wrecks his vehicle, pickup truck that he took from his grandmother. He had just shot his grandmother in the face. She's alive, stable at this point. 11:28, he's sitting there at the barge. He jumps out the passenger side of the truck. According to witnesses, he's got a long arm, rifle, and a bag. Later, we find out it's ammunition. He walks around. He sees two witnesses at the funeral home across the street from where he wrecked. He engages, fires towards them. He continues walking towards the school. He climbs a fence. Now he's in the parking lot.
Now, a Texas law enforcement official has contradicted some of what the earlier chain of events was. According to Texas Department of Public Safety Regional Director Victor Escalon, he said he walked in unobstructed initially. So from the grandmother's house to the ditch to the school, into the school, he was not confronted by anybody. That definitely contradicts earlier comments about what happened where they said he was confronted outside the school. They said a school resource officer had engaged with him before he went inside, but now they're saying that did not happen. They're also wondering why it took so long. You know, he was able to basically engage back and forth for quite some time. Usually within 5 minutes when there's an active shooter, that situation gets handled. And for some reason, this took a lot longer than that. So they said he wrecked his car at about 11:28 a.m., his grandmother's car, and then he walked in through an unlocked door at 11:40 a.m. They said that door is normally locked unless you're leaving to go home on the school bus. There was no school resource officer on site or available at the time. That's when inside he walked into a classroom and fired more than 25 times. The majority of the gunfire, they did say, was in the beginning of the attack. Officers then arrived at 11:44, but when they went to confront him, they received fire and took cover. Now, they did call for more resources and personnel. They evacuated students and teachers in other parts of the school. And then at some point, they even entered negotiations with the suspect. And then after about an hour, that's when U.S. Border Patrol tactical team came to the classroom, forced entry, and fatally shot the suspect.
So there was an unlocked door that he got into?
That's what I read.
That's crazy.
I don't understand why police officers were tackling and detaining parents outside of the school. Unless those videos online, you know, that I saw yesterday weren't real, but they were detaining parents and, you know, tackling parents. And that makes me feel like they didn't want the parents to intervene with, you know, whatever plan was happening.
Well, you know, when something like that happens, and the only reason I know is because there was an active shooter at my son's school one time. Well, they thought, and they lock it down. They don't want the parents to come in the way of the police trying to do their job. Because, I went there with, and I had my stuff, and I had my dog, and I was going to get my kid. There was nobody going to tell me that I couldn't go in there and get my kid. And, you know, they wanted me to put the dog away because they said my dog affected their dogs. Like, there was so many different things that I was affecting what they were trying to do. But at the end of the day, I'm a father. I didn't want to hear none of that. I was like, I'm going to get my son, you know?
Yeah, but I think the issue was the parents were saying that the police weren't doing their job. They was wondering why the police was sitting outside and not going in there to, you know, take the guy out. And they were trying to encourage them to go in. And then there were parents formulating plans to rush in the building themselves. I think I even read a story of a mother who jumped the gate or something and ran in and took her two kids out.
I saw a mother on the news talking about it, and she was saying that the police stopped her from entering the school, but she managed to get inside. And the only reason, because they threatened to arrest her, that she wasn't arrested is because she didn't know somebody, another police officer, that was able to get her, you know.
I'm getting my kids. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Sitting there, if they don't feel like the cops are doing anything, and I got to get my kids, especially if it's an active shooter, he's shooting. Come on, man. Risk it all. That's just me.
And what's the husband's name again, Yee? That passed away? What's the husband's name that passed away?
Joe Garcia,
man. Lord have mercy. Rest in peace to Joe Garcia and his wife. The human connection is so fascinating to me, you know, because that brother died of a heart attack. And I would say he died of a broken heart. And it just makes me think about love and grief. Because, you know, love is powerful, right? Like, love is powerful, but grief is probably more powerful because his queen died. They've been together 24 years. That's his whole world. And even though he had four kids that he loved, and I'm sure in his mind he wanted to be there for, you know, the grief overpowered that, man. Like, it's just, I don't know, the human connection is just fascinating to me.
All right. Well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. It's OG Rob. Good morning. How y'all feeling this morning?
OG Rob. Peace, King.
OG Rob. What up, brother?
Hey, Pete. Hey, what's going on, man? I just want to call in, man, and comment on a tragedy, man, that happened, man. You know, I usually call in with the bars, but today, you know, it's just so much going on with our children and the lives that was lost, man. It really touched me because I'm a parent. You know, I'm a parent, I'm a grandfather, and I'm also a husband. So with all this going on, man, it's powerful, man. And I don't know what we need to do. You know, we always talk about this and talk about that. But what can you do when you have people that's mentally, you know, not stable and just wake up thinking of doing things like that, man? So, you know, it's just heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking, man, and it really touched me, man. So I really had to call in and touch bases with you guys on that and just give my condolences to all the family and friends, the parents, and, you know, everybody that was lost in that tragedy.
Thank you, absolutely. Black man. That energy is appreciated, man.
All right, OG Rob. Hello, who's this?
This is Mercedes calling from Indianapolis. Oh, my gosh. Good morning, DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne. Oh, my God.
Good morning.
Oh my God, can I fangirl this right quick? Like, it's really, really fast.
Can you what?
I need to fangirl this like really, really fast.
Stop cursing, but go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Why are you talking like you're talking to your daughter, bro? Okay. Stop cursing.
You know, she was cursing. She cursed twice on the radio. What's
you said it so hard. You said it so aggressive. Like a daddy.
Oh, I listen to y'all every day. All right, I am so tired of these DoorDash customers not tipping. At least tip like $5. They're driving like 25 minutes for an order, and come to find out they only tipping $2. Do at least $5 now. Gas is too high. seriously.
Yes. I do 20%.
Man, I'm trying to tell you. Like, yesterday I had an order that was like 30 minutes away. And mind you, the order said it was like $9 at first. I was like, I guess I'll take it. Come to find out, drive all the way up there. The customer only tips $3. So please.
See, now, because
that is 20%. Listen
to what Yee just said, though. You know, the order was $10. Yee says she tips 20%, which would have been $2. The customer gave you 30%, $3. So what would you expect the customer to tip on a $10 order?
On a $10 order, at least tip five. At least five. Because sometimes...
Five? Okay.
For $5, I'm going to go get it myself. $5, I'm going to go get it myself.
Oh, you know what? I would never order anything on DoorDash for $10.
Some people do.
I didn't think they delivered for $10.
Yeah,
I never
did. Yes, they do.
I never would do that. Because there's also like a processing fee. There's a processing fee on top of that, right?
Because
I'm a member.
If you're a member, they don't charge
you. That gets rid of the delivery fee, but there's still a processing fee and all of that.
Yeah, now my son,
it's not just a flat what it would cost.
He delivers one meal all the time. Chipotle, Shake Shack.
I just want to give a shout out. Right quick, just I just want to give a shout out to my friend Nicholas in Georgia, and a shout out to my husband who's in jail right now, but he gets to listen to y'all. You guys have a great day and stay safe.
All right,
will do, Queen.
Yeah, you too.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Brett from Elizabeth City. I wanted to start off by saying good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've been listening to you guys since I was 18, 19. I'm 29 now. It's my first time ever calling in. I wanted to talk
about
parental care. I just, me and my wife last Friday just found out our son of 7 years old been jumped in school already, man, by 5 kids.
Oh, my God.
Damn, brother.
Seven?
And now what do you do?
Well, we went to the principal and tried to figure some stuff out, but my son's in first grade. These kids that did it were in second. He doesn't even know their names or any of that stuff, man. So, I mean, it's terrible, but... And his last day of school was yesterday, so there's really not much that I'm expecting to get done. But just like the thing is, man, like these people out here just need to teach their kids better, man. It's horrible stuff.
So what are you gonna do? Are you gonna bring it up with the principal? Are you gonna write a letter? Like, what are you gonna do? Because these kids, something needs to happen. Like whether it's suspension or
me and my wife actually went to the principal ourselves in person, man. And he seemed real concerned and stuff, but that was last Friday, and we haven't heard a thing about it since. So,
Issue.
Sure where to go from here.
Yeah, you got to press the issue because something needs to happen. Those kids need to be suspended. They need in-daytime detention. Something needs to happen to teach these kids that you can't just do that and then just walk away and get away with it. Something needs to happen.
Right.
Those kids need to have punishment, or the principal needs to call those parents, and they have to put all those kids in a room. That's what they should do. Put all those kids in a room and have a conversation, because you don't want those kids, you don't want your son to be fearful next year.
Right.
That's right. Let me tell you something else.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I got a plan in mind for things like that. You catch these children and you give them the discipline they deserve, I'm beating their daddy up.
And if we
catch the daddy and mama, tag team back again, my wife and I are putting hands on folks. You hear me?
Stop it.
I thought about that too, man. I really have hard. But what is that going to teach my son?
That's right. Don't go that route. Charlamagne,
beating the daddy up?
Yeah. The thing that f***ed me the most about the situation is my son said he saw 6 teachers outside. It happened during recess. Saw every teacher out there, can name all the teachers, and was hollering for help, and they did nothing.
Wow.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I don't know if you have the ability to change that school, but I definitely would write a letter to whatever school district it is, and I really would complain. I'll be honest with you. I'm on a Charlamagne tip pause. It is what it is.
For sure.
Tag team back again.
Back again. Me and my wife coming. That's right. Me and my wife coming, bro. I'm telling you right now. I tell my daughter all the time, if one of these kids bother you at school, after we, get the kid disciplined, depending on what the offense is, I'm beating the daddy up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. Dude, I've had anger issues my whole life, man. And it's hard not, you know, resort to something like that. But
yeah, that's right. Like we'll try to do it the right way, man. Try to go the proper way because, like you said, you don't want to put yourself in any situation where you get into a beef with somebody's father and then you go to jail and now, you know, your daughter or your son is looking at you like, damn, dad, you know what I mean? So I would say do it the right way. And even if you have to call 911, make a complaint if you feel like nothing's happened, because once that complaint is made, the police have to go to the school and talk to the principal and then it's written down. So that might be another option that you have to do. Don't be afraid to call 911. You pay them.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I just want to say I'm proud of my little man, man. I mean, he handled it so well, like didn't come home upset or anything, man. So I'm proud of him. But you know.
And then on another note, with your young one, do you have him in karate?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because karate's good. Karate will teach him defense. Karate will teach him how to move. And all my kids are in karate, and my sons are in boxing. Just in case.
Right. Yeah. Definitely.
All right, brother. Have a good one.
Man, you know why that's so scary? Because he's saying that his son is all right now, but we already know how trauma works. You know, right. Like he gonna have PTSD. Once you get jumped, bro, you're gonna have some PTSD, guaranteed. Especially next year when school start.
So, Angelique, I'm at my kid's karate. I'm standing outside. Charlamagne drives by and asks me, "Son, you in karate?" No, I'm not taking karate. You know, I'm dropping my kids off karate. I'm not doing karate.
I don't know ye. He looked like he was in karate class to me. He had on the whole outfit, and I'm driving by. I'm like, why the hell is Envy standing outside of Taekwondo class?
I'm dropping
well,
the kids.
Hopefully,
off
you got some moves.
Get it off.
And
your
then
chest.
He was on the phone. Then he was on the phone looking like he was arguing, like he was calling for backup. Like, man, they just kicked my ass in here, man. Help me. I was like, what?
Well, get it off your chest. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, we are going to talk about Jada Pinkett Smith. We are talking about parenting. Well, she has an episode on Red Table Talk, How Destructive Mothers Damage Their Daughters. Could This Be You? We'll tell you what she said on that episode.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this nine-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
Came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time. She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Man, rest in peace to Ray Liotta. He has passed away at the age of 67. We know him from Goodfellas, of course. He was asleep Wednesday night. He was filming a movie in the Dominican Republic, and somehow passed in his sleep. His cause of death and other details are not immediately known, but they are investigating. Now, his Goodfellas co-star Robert De Niro told the Post, "I was very saddened to learn of Ray's passing. He is way too young to have left us. May he rest in peace." He was only 67 years old. Wow. And yes, he had been shooting a movie, Dangerous Waters, in the Dominican Republic before he passed away, according to his rep. So
it's amazing, right? We say he was only 67, but that's because, you know, I'm 43. When I was 20-something or a teenager, I'd be like, oh, you lived a long life. Now when you're 43, you realize how young, you know, ages like 67 actually are. Absolutely. And then I need more information. How you just pass in your sleep? I need to know more for my anxiety's sake. Mm-hmm. Okay, I just don't want to think people out here just passing away in their sleep for no reason. I need more. I need to know the cause.
And he was born in Newark, New Jersey. He said he only chose to study drama in college because it didn't require him to take any math classes. And then he said he auditioned for plays because a pretty girl told him he should. And it turned out that he was a fan. He said he thought he would be in construction, to be honest, prior to that. Now, J-Lo, who was his colleague on the show Shades of Blue, said, "Ray was my partner in crime on Shades of Blue. The first thing that comes to mind is he was so kind to my children. Ray was the epitome of a tough guy who was all mushy on the inside." Kevin Costner, who starred in Field of Dreams with him, spoke of his incredible legacy. And Jamie Lee Curtis, who worked with him on the film Dominic and Eugene, called him both a gentle human and a beautiful artist. And Seth Rogen tweeted out, "I can't believe Ray Liotta has passed away. He was such a lovely, talented, and hilarious person. Working with him was one of the great joys of my career, and we made some of my favorite scenes I ever got to be in. A true legend of immense skill and grace."
Oh yeah, he was a beast. Now, he's in one of my favorite movies, Goodfellas.
Yeah, I watched Goodfellas on my way back from Africa the other day.
Man, mm-mm. Classic.
All right. Now, Jada Pinkett Smith and her mom, Adrienne Banfield Norris, are opening up about a very sensitive topic, and it's about the lack of physical affection within their relationship and upbringing. And so here is that episode. It's called "How Destructive Mothers Damage Their Daughters. Could This Be You?"
One of the things that was so missing in my relationship with my mother and with Jada was just touch.
Yeah.
Very rarely will you see Jada and I.
And if we do, it's awkward.
Yeah, it's awkward. Because we didn't hug in our family. We knew we were loved.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't that kind of nurturing touch. And you remember how you always wanted to
Cuddle.
And sleep with us.
I mean, you let me sleep with you.
I know, we cuddled a lot.
But that was different for her. Yeah. She never cuddled with me.
And it felt so good.
Yeah.
When I had it with you, then I missed it with Jada. Yeah.
Right.
So Willow Smith was raised differently, and that's what they were trying to say. She and her grandmother were far more affectionate. And so now Jada's mother is saying she regrets not having a closer physical attachment to her daughter.
Yeah,
that's real. I mean,
we weren't that affectionate. I mean, they were affectionate, gave me hugs and kisses, but not like me and my kids are now. Like me and my kids, people say we're overly affectionate. Like I always hug them and kiss them and tell them, give them compliments and like extra. But, you know, they love it and I love it. But now my parents are like that as well now, too. So, I mean, it changed. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, that's why you got to love on your kids, man, because I promise you, we grow up and think about all the love we didn't receive, all the hugs and the kisses. And when you didn't get it from your parents, you'll seek it from whoever is willing to give what looks like love. And since you've never experienced that love of parents, it impacts your self-love. And when you don't have no self-love, it makes it harder to recognize real love from others. So.
All right. Well, that is your rumor reports.
All right. We got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Man, let's talk about the cost of living right now. They're saying that the U.S. median rent is going to reach a record high by the summer.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Angela Yee here. And if you want quality auto coverage for less, make the right call and go with the General Insurance. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com to find out how much you can save. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc. and Insurance Agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
WWPR-FM HD1 New York.
An iHeartRadio station.
Let me put a little bit of The Breakfast Club up in your lifestyle.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Last night, NBA, if you've seen the game, Golden State Warriors defeated the Mavericks, so they go to the next round.
Hey, not the next round. They're going to the NBA. Yeah, I watched the game last night. They're going to the NBA Finals. It's their 6 NBA Finals in 8 seasons. Drop on the clues bombs for the Golden State Warriors. They are a dynasty like no other. And I remember after the Raptors beat them in the finals, Drake said it was over for that dynasty, but now they're back. And let me ask y'all a question. I don't know if it's just me, but does it seem like this is the beigest team in NBA history?
Why is everything beige with you?
Apologies. I'm still working on myself. But I don't usually root for beigeness, but I like the Warriors. But I don't know if it's because the team is golden and the colors are gold and yellow, or because their stars are like the color of dirty urine. But Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, Jordan Poole, like yesterday watching them accept the Western Conference Finals Award, I was like, dim the lights. Could somebody dim the lights on the TV?
Does it bother you?
But salute to the Warriors. No, you know, it just makes me think to myself, like, wow, I'm really growing, because I never used to root for beigeness. Like, I actually cheered when Nino Brown stabbed that dude in the hand in that movie. Who did he stab? Christopher Williams, right?
She talked to Thuris Press about this later on today.
The colorism.
I do.
All right, now, if you think the cost of living is high right now, guess what? It's going to get even higher by the summer. The U.S. median rent is going to reach a record high of $2,000. Right now, the national average rent is $1,827 a month. That's up 16.7% from a year ago. But they're saying, according to this study, they researched the average rental prices in the 50 biggest cities across the U.S. to determine. In Florida, those cities have the highest rent increases on average. They said in Miami, that's up 51.6% from last year. Orlando is up 33%, and Tampa is up almost 28%. So just getting that out there for you guys, man, that is insane.
That's part of inflation, right? That's part of inflation, right?
It just depends on what city you're in. It's also demand, you know, and... Because if you go to other places like Pittsburgh, Detroit, Minneapolis, they have the smallest rent growth from last month. That rent increase from last year by about 5%. So I think it's also depending on where it is that you're trying to move. A lot of people are moving to Florida. So that's why.
But I know they were during the pandemic. So but I think they said people are starting to leave Florida. They still are. Oh, okay. I thought they were saying that earlier last week.
And I mean, I'm sure rent is also shooting up because, you know, the economy is... like still recovering from the recession caused by COVID, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I wanted to talk about this earlier, but we didn't get a chance to get to it. And let's talk about this young 11-year-old girl who in Uvalde ended up playing dead. And that's how she managed to escape. In that shooting. So one of her friends was next to her and was fatally shot inside of their fourth grade classroom. And she went into survivor mode and smeared the other girl's blood on her body to convince the gunman that she was dead as well. Wow. Now, before Lord she even mercy. Did that, she also managed to grab her dead teacher's phone and call 911 for help.
Oh, my now, God. Girls, come on, man.
The girl's aunt did say that... you know, she ended up having a panic attack. Imagine a fourth grader being in a situation like that. What that would make you think later in life. She said her friend was initially still alive. She was breathing. And then she ended up dying while she was there. She did have lacerations on the left side of her. And her hair was also singed by gunfire when all of this happened. So this is all 11-year-old. Her name is Mia Cirillo. Man, can you imagine what America, these kids who did survive are going to be going through for the rest of their lives?
Man, that's a trauma that, you know, they're going to be dealing with forever. Like, literally forever. That's a trauma that they're going to need, you know, therapy for forever. In America, we have failed these kids. Since we don't have a plan, they have to come up with their own. I think it's disgusting that we live in a era where kids have to have school shooting drills. Like, school shootings? You got to have a drill for school shootings. Like, it should be something put in place to where we can, you know, stop these school shootings from happening. Which is, it just feels weird. Like, kids as young as 4 have right. to have school shooting drills. Like, that feels like a failure on the parts of adults in this country, man. Especially adults in positions of power. And I'm talking about the politicians.
Yeah, but you know, the sad thing about it is, like, the other day I had to go to my kid's school to drop off lunch. And they have it where you can go into one room. Like, when you walk in the first door, there's another door that you can't get into. So you can't necessarily go into the school. But if you got an AR-15, you shooting them. If you want to get in, you could get in. Like, it is what it is. Like, you would have to put up bulletproof glass. You would have to put up bulletproof windows all around the school. Like, it's a cost that I don't think all of these schools could possibly afford. Because think about it. Like, getting
well, we
got to
figure
right?
out a way.
But if it's if you got an AR-15... and some of those huge bullets or shotguns, you're busting down them glass. You're busting down them doors. You know what I mean?
I'm at the point where all these schools should have bulletproof glass. All these schools should have metal detectors. All these schools should have, you know, militarized, you know, armed security. The kind of security that got those bullets that can pierce through armor. That's where I'm at with it. Like, anywhere, and not just at schools. Anywhere where there's a large congregation of people should have that type of security. Sadly, that's the world we live in now.
I agree, but can we afford that, bro? Like, you think about it. Like, think
man,
about it.
Man, what came out? I don't want, like, Envy, I don't want to hear about what this country can afford.
No, I'm not talking about schools, but you're talking about, let's say, a mom and pop, like this mom and pop movie theaters, right? And people are struggling, man, just to open these movie theaters. They're struggling just to open these. You know, my kids went to a jump park
Envy,
the other day. That was
we're talking about
that.
But we're talking about when it comes to the schools, we're talking about things the state can pay for.
Yeah, the
like
school,
the state
yes,
that they're
absolutely.
In can
state,
pay for.
State can pay for. Absolutely. I think the state should pay for all of that stuff. But when, you know, there's other places that there's large groups of people go. Like, you talk about jump parks and jumpy places. You talk about fun time places where the kids go and they jump in the balls and all that stuff. Like, there's so many different things.
Talk about private businesses.
Private
I get what
businesses
you're saying.
That, yeah, that people can't afford bulletproof glass. So we have to try to stop it at the edge. And that might be citizens can't have AR-15s. That's what that might be. Because even though you
well,
fix
that's,
up
that's,
the schools.
That's part of it.
But then now you
yeah,
have the
because this doesn't happen in other countries. This is correct. A United States problem.
Yeah, but we got to stop saying that because we're in the United States. Yes, but not only are we in the United States, American gun culture is American culture. Like, people like to say, it's American as apple pie. No, it's American as guns. This is our culture. It's been our culture for a long, long time, and I don't see it changing this lifetime. So while we're here, we have to figure out ways to protect ourselves from this culture that America ultimately created. Like, America's just cannibalizing itself at this point. We do realize that, right?
You're right. But
it's a culture that they created that's coming back to eat us all.
Daycare centers, right? Daycare centers. I went to a mom and pop daycare center, Mother Allen's Daycare in Queens Village. That was my mom. Like, she couldn't afford bulletproof windows. I'm sure we all went to mom and pop daycare centers. People listening went to mom and pop daycare centers because that's what all our parents could afford. And there was 30, 40, 50 kids in there. There was no bulletproof windows because the mom and pop lady couldn't afford it. But we got the best everything, the best education, the best food, the best love, the best care. But, you know, we have to nip it in the bud higher than that, you know? My opinion.
Well, maybe those police departments, those local police departments in those areas, they just got to send officers to go, you know, sit outside the front of these schools. Maybe just seeing the cops there will deter some people from doing those type of heinous acts. I don't know, man. I'm exhausted. I'm just trying to think of some solutions.
So many daycare centers, so many learning centers. You put cops in front of everybody. Is there enough cops to be in front of everybody and patrol the streets? I don't know.
Well, put it like this. Since they don't want to defund the police, right, in a lot of these areas, and they want to put more money into the police departments, that's where the money should go. The money should go into being able to pay police officers to patrol those type of schools and patrol those daycares.
And I also
and patrol those malls.
Before we send millions and billions of dollars to other countries, I still think we need to fix home.
Duh. I'm with you. 100%. That's why I don't want to hear about what this country doesn't have money for.
All right. Well, that is front page news. Where you want to go? Where you want to go this morning? You want to go? Where you want to go?
I want to go back to bed. I told y'all I'm exhausted.
Shut up, man.
What you talking about? What? You asked me a question. I gave you an honest answer. I'm not talking no more.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. Now, during the rumors, you reported about Jada Pinkett Smith and their family and the way they showed affection, right?
Mm-hmm. We were talking about Red Table Talk, and, you know, Jada's mother, Adrienne, was saying that she was not very affectionate toward Jada growing up, but she did treat Willow a lot differently. She was a lot more affectionate toward her. And Jada was talking about how this has affected her throughout her life and how she's had this tough exterior.
All right, so let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. So we're asking how your parents, were they affectionate growing up? How was their affection to you? Is that what we're asking?
Yeah, and how you think that's affected you. You know, Jada talked about how that was missing in her relationship with her mom. There was no cuddling. There was really no physical affection.
All right, well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. How did your parents' affection affect you later on in life? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. It's topic time. Pick up the phone, baby. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club. Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about something that you reported during the rumors. You was talking Red Table Talk.
Yes, and Jada Pinkett Smith and her mother, Adrienne, were talking about the lack of affection that Adrienne showed to her daughter, Jada Pinkett Smith, growing up. And, you know, Jada talked about how that's affected her later on in life. And she said she dealt with a lot of stressful adult things at a young age, and she just had to buck up. So she said, those women that you think are so strong, there's this terrified little girl underneath, and that is her.
All right. So we're asking 800-585-1051. Parents' affection, what they showed you. How did that affect you in life and later on? We'll start with you, Yee. How did it affect you?
My parents were definitely not very affectionate growing up at all, to me or to my brother. And me and my brother were not affectionate toward each other either. And honestly, like, going to other people's houses and seeing how affectionate families were toward each other was always a little bit strange to me growing up. But that was my experience too. I don't think there was a lot of affection. I did used to sleep in my parents' bed sometimes though at night.
Oh, that's amazing. Wasn't that an amazing feeling? I love doing that with my kids now.
What about you, Charlamagne?
Oh, I have sat in my therapist's office plenty of times and had this discussion. I never got that kind of affection from my father. I got discipline. My daddy's love language was discipline. He was trying to keep me from making a lot of the same mistakes he made. So when you a dad who sees your son going down the same path you did, that could trigger you in a lot of ways. So there was no affection. It was beatings. So I promise you, love on your kids, because when they get older, if you know, they will think about all the love they didn't receive. I promise you. That's like I said, I sat in my therapist's office a million times and had this discussion.
Yeah, no, my parents definitely showed me affection and showed me love. Not like how I show my kids, but they definitely did. I definitely slept in my parents' bed. We watched movies with each other. But now it's totally different. My kids are in my bed. We cuddle with my kids. I still cuddle with my 20-year-old daughter. Like, we watch TV together. We watch movies. Just a second ago, my daughter came down here and she was laying with me for a little bit, telling me about her day. Like, we connect on a different level, and I love it. I kiss my kids. I kiss my sons. And people are like, oh, you don't kiss your son. I kiss all over my son. I kiss all over my daughter. I hug them. I compliment them all the time. That's just who I am. And, you know, hopefully it puts them, it gives them the confidence in the world that they should have. So, you know.
No, that's what you just said is very important. That's right. Like, I did get it from my mom. I got it from my mom. I got it from my grandma for sure. But you know how we humans are wired. We remember the negative. So I just only think about what I didn't get from my dad. But what you said is very key, right? Because if you don't receive that love from your parents, when you get older, you'll seek it from whoever is willing to give it. And it's not love. It's just something that looks like love. And you really don't even know what real love is because you never experienced that love from your parents, so it impacts your self-love. And you know your self-love, your first, last, and best love is self-love. You don't have that, it makes it harder to recognize love from others. So that's why you end up falling for these fools.
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Victoria.
Hey, Victoria, good morning. How you feeling?
Good morning. I'm doing great. What about you?
I'm doing great. So we're talking about, you know, love and affection and how your parents' affection affected you growing up. So how did it affect you?
It affected me a lot, to be honest with you. My mother was not affectionate at all. I did grow up in a single parent household. Like, I can literally count on my left hand how many times me and my mother probably even told each other we love each other or gave each other hugs. And I feel like it affected me a lot because as soon as I did get that affection from the world or someone was being nice to me or showed me that love, I jumped on it and it was not possibly the good. I have came across good, but I've came across more bad than I have good. And I feel like if my mother showed that affection to me, I wouldn't have been so easy to accept all loving affection that came my way.
I'm telling you, parents are the people who help us with self-love early on. Our parents are the people who teach us how to love ourselves because they love on us so much. Yes. And if you don't have that self-love, oh, my God, you'll never recognize love from anyplace else.
Yes. I think I was probably about 23, 24 before I realized who I was and how much I loved myself.
Damn.
Wow.
Well, good talking to you, Queen.
I do show my children all the affection in the world. I kiss them all the time. I hug them all the time. You know, I encourage them all the time. You know, my son, he does disencourage himself sometimes. He say like, oh, I'm so stupid, or oh, why did I mess that up? And I say, no, sweetheart, you are not stupid. You just made a mistake, and you was able to recognize it, and now you can be able to fix it.
All right. Well, that's what you should do.
That's right.
Congratulations to you. Keep doing that with that boy.
Yes.
Hello, who's this? Hey, what's your name?
This is Trini. I don't know what my name out there.
Swinning?
Trini.
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 Trini. Trini.
Trini gal.
Right.
All right, Trini.
Trini gal. Oh, yes, that is it right there. Trini gal.
Now we're asking about affection, all right? Now we're talking how your parents' affection affected you.
Well, you know what? As I was saying, I had a lot of love coming up. My parents died when I was really young, but before they died, when we leaving for school, we kissed. Good morning, Mom. We kissed, we hugged. You know, it was very affectionate. And up to this day, I still instill that in my kids. Like, I have a 24-year-old, he'll be 25 this year, and I still kiss him. I still love on him. And my daughter, I just left for work, and I love on her before I left for work. You know, I kiss her up, I wake her up with kisses. And I'll tell you honestly, yes, they didn't have their dads in their life. But because of me showing even extra love, they are very affectionate kids themselves. You know what I'm saying? So showing love is very important. It's very important, you know, for your kids. You show love. And like this, you know what's crazy? This shooting wasn't the first. And I think even before when I started hearing about all these shooting, it made me even appreciate the kiss and the love on them even more. You
That's
know what
right.
I mean?
Because That's
right. I don't know
That's
if
right.
this is going to be the last day they come home. I'll tell you honestly, I called my kids' school panicking day before yesterday, panicking, like literally panicking, because I'm so, you know, obsessed with my children. and I don't want anything to happen. I had to tell the teacher, listen, she had a lot of absence from school because if I get a bad feeling and she gets a bad feeling, I don't send her to school. I keep her home with me and love
her. As you should.
Kiss her up.
As you should.
That's what I do.
Kiss her up.
Like she was sick. Yes, I do. Kiss her up.
You said she's six? You said she's six or six?
Six.
Oh, okay, six. Okay. Big up yourself. Is that it?
Oh, my God. Stop that, right? With that accent. Thank you, Mama. 800-585-1051. We're talking about affection. How your parents' affection affected you now? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I know it now.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking something Yee reported in the rumors with Jada Pinkett and Red Table Talk. What was that, Yeezy?
She was just talking about how her mom was not affectionate to her as she was growing up, and her mom even admitted that she, you know, didn't show much affection, and she kind of regrets that. They're very affectionate toward Willow. And they also explained Willow growing up in the public eye was very different, and so they felt like she needed that extra, but everybody's very affectionate toward Willow, but Jada was lacking that.
All right, so we're asking how your parents being affectionate or not affected you now. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Matthew from Florida.
Hey, Matthew. Were your parents affectionate when you were growing up?
Yeah, I'm the youngest of two. My older brother's autistic, and my mother would just meet me out of nowhere, just like, oh, go give your brother a hug, or come over here and give me a hug. And being the older brother who's not, I don't have a disability, I would be like, I don't understand for what. And yeah, my parents were very affectionate. My dad only speaks Spanish. And like, mm-hmm. going over to homeboys' house to chill with friends and stuff, like, and in Miami, it's different cultures everywhere. I would see how parents are affectionate with all the kids. I think everybody's affectionate towards their kids. It's just, you just see it differently from different culture aspects.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I think the more affectionate, I know a lot of times parents are not as affectionate because a lot of times they don't know how to be because their parents were affectionate. So you always talk about breaking the curse and breaking that trend, and I think we have to do that. We have to be affectionate. We have to love our kids, and hopefully the love that we show our kids will go out there and show the world, you know?
That's literally it. Like, parents are literally the people who instill love into their children. They teach their children what love is, period. And when you give your kids love, it instills self-love in them. And when you got self-love, you know what love looks like all across the board. Real love.
Absolutely. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Monique.
Hey, Monique. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Angela Yee, Charlamagne,
hey.
And... Don't kill me. Envy. I know Angela Yee so well because she's my Capricorn sister.
It's Angela Yee, not me.
No, that's
but go ahead.
Mike. She said Yee.
Okay, go ahead, Mama.
Yes. So my mom was not affectionate at all. Like, I would tell my mother, like, I love you and stuff, and she just would not say it back. And I don't know if it's because her mother wasn't affectionate, but, you know, I'm in a two-parent household. So my father is very affectionate. Like, I tell my dad I love him. He said he loved me back. You know, he texts me good morning memes. My dad is cool, but my mom, not so much. She's not the affectionate type. But when I have kids, I'm going to instill that into them because that's very important, you know, to tell them you love them and you show them that you care. You know, this world is cold.
Right. That's right.
All right. Thank you, Mama, for calling. Now, what's the moral of the story, guys, if there is a moral?
Man, the moral of the story to me is a parent's love, you know, like we never know the love of a parent till we become parents ourselves. And, you know, like I said earlier, I guarantee you if you didn't get loved on, you know, when you were young, you're going to grow up as an adult and think about all that love you didn't receive, especially when you have kids and you realize how much you love on your children. I don't even know where I learned that from, to be honest with you. Because I didn't get that from my dad, so I don't know how I learned to be so loving and affectionate. But then again, I got four daughters, so that's different. Like, maybe. Right. I don't know. Is it different raising sons and daughters when it comes to love, Envy?
I mean, I kiss up all my daughters and my sons the same. I kiss them, I hug them, I love them, I give them compliments, I give them praise. The only thing with my sons, I teach them that they have to protect the girls. You know what I mean? I tell my sons they gotta protect their sisters, and if I'm not there, you know, like my oldest son Logan, he gotta protect mom. That's the only difference.
I just learned, you know, I learned just grace because I know that my father saw me going down the same path he was going down, and that triggered him in a different way. So it was a lot of discipline. As I said, his love language was discipline, but that's not really love.
Right. We got rumors on the way, Yeezy.
Yes, and let's talk about Isaiah Rashad. He has done his first sit-down interview since those videos leaked of him being sexually fluid, and we'll tell you what he had to say.
All right. Well, we're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today, and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this nine-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
Came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get into that next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Isaiah Rashad did his first sit down since these sex tapes had leaked of him, featuring him and another man. And a lot of people were very supportive when those sex tapes leaked. But this is his first time doing a sit-down interview where he's discussing what happened and what was going on in his life at the time. Here's what he had to say.
When did you first learn this about yourself?
It's been gradual. It's been a gradual thing over the past couple of years. Like, you notice. I notice those things. And
so, like, recent?
Yeah.
Say, the last few years?
Yeah, recently. I've had a couple of experiences just like dating and trying to like hanging out and trying different, like, yeah, honestly, just trying different things I didn't expect that I would be trying.
Sober.
It's just, yeah.
Man, you're having a blast.
I mean, and then it just comes with it. And luckily, I date somebody who has a similar understanding of themselves in that way, which I was lucky to understand her. So she's putting me onto a lot of stuff that I didn't even understand.
You had a place where you have to explain any of this internet shit to your kids?
Nah, my kid's 6, man, and 8.
All right, he says he is sexually fluid, and it was a time for him, he said, for family to come together also. He said it's been a blessing out of everything, even though this wasn't something that he chose to put out. He was outed, and he said he's not seeking legal action currently against the person who did leak his sex tape. Here's what else he had to say.
I'm sexually fluid.
What does that mean?
I'm still learning about it myself. I'm getting put my heads in the books to find out the basics of it, but basically, like, I'm not in full control of when I walk into a room who I'm attracted to. Okay. And just because I grew up in high school, I dated this type of person, in college I dated this type of person, doesn't necessarily mean as an adult that it's gonna always be like specific. But I'm more so attracted to like a personality. I'm attracted sometimes to the intellect, and sometimes just being attracted to somebody.
That sounds very freeing, to be able to like whoever you want or be attracted to whoever you want. Definitely opens up more options.
I hate that Isaiah Rashad has to explain that to people. Like, I truly, honestly don't care, who he chooses to sleep with, you know? But if him telling his story gives some kids courage to live their truth, hey, it's great. Yeah. But I just hate that he has to explain that to people.
But I really do wish he would file charges on the person who outed him or released his sex tape, because regardless, that ain't right. And that person should get some type of punishment for that, whether it's jail time, whether it's something. But, you know what I mean? He was outed, and that ain't right. You know, he should be able to put whatever he wants to put out, or however he feels, or however his family wants to find out, or his kids, or whatever it may be. And that ain't right. And
he should be able to do his thing, and nobody knows what he does. Like, correct. I don't care who, you know, people are sleeping with. But to your point, yes, he definitely should sue said individual, because whoever did that just to, you know, try to hurt him in some way, shape, or form.
Absolutely.
Well, fortunately for him, he said it has been a blessing, so that's a positive thing. He got a lot of support from the whole hip-hop community, so that's a fortunate thing that came out of it. All right, now Justin Timberlake has sold his music catalog. They said their deal is worth a reported $100 million. The agreement includes copyrights of approximately 200 songs that he wrote or co-wrote. And that's with the Hypnosis Song Management. It's a company that's backed by the private equity firm Blackstone. So congratulations to him. He said putting this deal together has been a complete labor of love. And so, yeah, that's a nice situation. Howard University has reportedly landed an endorsement deal with the Jordan brand. And so that's really dope. They'll be the next sponsor of Howard University. They're currently sponsored by Under Armour's Curry brand. That deal is going to expire sometime this summer at Howard. So now this new deal will not affect the ongoing partnership between the Steph Curry brand and the school's golf program. But now the Jordan brand is coming on board to endorse Howard University. How dope is that? Nice,
that
great
is dope.
HBCU that's, deal with
Jordan. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's dope. That's amazing. But don't get it twisted. Mm-hmm. The Steph Curry deal wasn't whack either. That was dope, too. But, yeah, shout to Howard and shout to Jordan for what they did.
All right. Now, let's talk about Kim Kardashian. You know, people are really watching this Hulu Kardashian show. And one of the things that came up on the latest episode was Kim Kardashian had to apologize in advance to her family for, she said, how Kanye, I guess, addresses them.
Kanye's coming out with a new rap song.
What does that mean?
It means he's talking mad shit about me and probably saying whatever.
You're the mother of his kids and have done nothing but be great to him.
The truth always prevails. Yeah. So karma is always going to be on your side.
Yeah, and you'll never regret being a good person. Yeah.
Like, all I can do is control how I react to something. I can't control
what other people do.
How he treats me.
Yeah.
You know, or how he's always treated you guys. And I protected that for so long, but I said, I will never let that happen to you guys again.
She said she recognizes the impact her relationship has had on the family, and she's never had the opportunity to just say, I'm sorry. In addition to that, she ended up getting a Vogue cover that Kendall was supposed to get originally. And so it was a bittersweet situation for Kris Jenner, who manages them, to have to deal with. Here's what happened.
Well, I'm not telling her. How would the Kim of 15 years ago feel about competing with her sister for a Vogue cover?
Oh, I probably would have murdered Kendall myself to get the cover if it was like an option between the two of us. My desperation back in the day, she would have been buried before she got this cover.
Damn.
Well, yeah.
Jeez.
Kim did end up getting that cover. So, yeah, they actually, I think Kendall did like a whole test shoot for the cover of Vogue. And then at the end of it all, they were like, that didn't work out. But the good news is Kim Kardashian's going to get the cover. So Kendall's agent said, good news, bad news. As for the good news, they've asked Kim to do the cover. And the bad news was Kendall didn't get it. All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Hi, Charlamagne. Who you giving that donk to?
Man, I need Herschel Walker to come to the front of the congregation. I'd like to have a word with him this morning, please.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Unjunk your sleep right now with Mattress Firm's Hot Buys. Happening now, Queen mattresses starting at $169.99. Sleepy, Serta, Sealy, Beautyrest, and more. All in stock for fast delivery. Visit a sleep expert at your local Mattress Firm store today.
WWPR FMHD1 New York.
An iHeartRadio station.
This is a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
The latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is and always has been the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white. My wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Well, donkey of the day for Friday, May 27th, goes to former NFL player Herschel Walker. Now, in the words of Clayton English from the 85 South Show, dropping the clues bombs for Clayton English in the 85 South Show, Herschel Walker played in the era when they didn't wear helmets. I don't remember if that's exactly what Clayton said, but it was something like that, and either way, he's right. Okay, if Martin Luther King Jr. would have been on Dreamville, Herschel Walker would have been on CTE World. I mean, every time we see Herschel Walker publicly, we see at least one sign of CTE. Memory loss, confusion, impaired judgment, impulse control problems. But this is the human who Georgia's Republican voters just deemed worthy of representing them in Congress. Now, anybody with a soul had to have been impacted by what we saw at Robb Elementary School in Texas. Had to be. Okay, whether you have kids, don't have kids, that is a tragedy that you simply can't unsee. We know immediately a lot of the conversations go toward gun control when these mass shootings happen, and rightfully so. Gun control is definitely a part of the problem here. But my point is, I haven't seen anyone with a soul be asked about this school shooting and what should happen, and said person not have something passionate to say. All right, don't get me wrong. It's a lot of people using this to push, you know, political agendas and other silly nonsense. But for the most part, this has really touched people and is bringing out very human emotions and very human responses in people. But not Herschel Walker. In fact, Herschel Walker might not be human, y'all. Okay, when asked about gun control in the wake of a shooter killing 21 people, including 19 children, he responded with, you know what? I don't even know what he responded with. Let's listen.
Are you, do you support any new gun laws in the wake of this Texas shooting? Do you support new gun laws in the wake of this Texas shooting?
What I like to do is see it in everything and stuff. I like to see it. In
my favorite New Jersey drink.
Herschel, what was that? What was that? Play it again. Play it one more time, Red. Let me hear that again.
Do you support any new gun laws in the wake of this Texas shooting?
Do
you support new gun laws in the wake of this Texas shooting?
What I like to do is see it in everything and stuff. I like to see it in
my favorite New Jersey drink.
You might as well have just replied, "I am Groot." Like, what? Like what I like to do is see it in everything and stuff. That's an answer you give when you really don't give a damn. Okay, it's like when your wife is asking you about something she wants to do at the house. Like, I think I'm going to paint the kids' room pink. And you reply, say, what now? And she said, I'm going to paint the kids' room pink. What do you think? And you half listening because you don't really care. Like, do what you want to do. And as a husband, you just reply, yeah, what I like to see it and everything and stuff. The reality is you don't care. You're just too shook to tell your wife you don't care. Okay, now Herschel Walker was on Fox News, and he was asked the same question about gun control. Let's listen.
First, your reaction to the events and you know, the talk about gun control and everything that's unfolded since this horrific event in an elementary school.
You know, Cain killed Abel, and that's the problem that we have. And I said, what we need to do is look into how we can stop those things. You know, they talked about doing a disinformation. What about getting a department that can look at young men that's looking at women? That looking at just social media. What about doing that? Looking into things like that, and we can stop that way. But yet they want to just continue to talk about taking away your constitutional rights. And I think there's more things we need to look into.
What the hell are you talking about, Herschel? You lost me at Cain killed Abel. Okay, we talking about gun violence, and you talking about Cain killed Abel. I would have respected it more if you would have referenced Cain from Menace to Society. Okay, even though that was a movie, and it would have still made no sense to bring up a movie at a time like this, it would have still made more sense than referencing Cain killing Abel. All right, this man has nothing of substance to say. He clearly doesn't think anything through, and Georgia Republican voters clearly haven't thought anything through. If this, who y'all voting for, okay? All this man does is say things that don't make no sense, and when he is making half sense, he's lying. Can you trust a person who makes more sense when they lie than when they attempt to tell their truth? Well, what did Herschel Walker lie about, Uncle Charlotte? Well, listen to him saying he was at the top of his class. Listen.
People said, Herschel, you played football. But I said, guys, I also was valedictorian in my class. I also was in the top 1% of my graduating class in college.
Come on now. After what you just heard from Herschel, do you believe, according to him, he maintained a B average, okay, and that he had a 3.0 GPA in college? Come on. Okay, here's another good one. Listen to what he said about Trump. If you don't believe, he'd just be lying.
One of the things that certainly motivated President Trump in giving endorsements to various candidates has been whether or not they accept his claim that the election was stolen. Do you think the election was stolen?
Well, I don't think. I think reporters said that. I don't know whether President Trump said, because he never said that to me. I'm not
Herschel,
arguing with
he
you.
He says it over and over again.
No. He has never. I've never heard President Trump ever say that.
It's one thing to agree with Trump saying the election was stolen, but it's another to say you never heard Trump say that the election was stolen. And just for the record, Trump did say that billions of times, right?
If you count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us.
Listen, I could go down a long list of, you know, things Herschel Walker has lied about, businesses. But you know what? There is one more I would love to hear. I love that at one point in life Herschel Walker got his Doc Brown on. Listen to one of his COVID remedies.
Right now I have something that can bring you into a building that would clean you from COVID as you walk through this dry mint. It would kill the virus as you leave this here product. EPA, FDA approved. Then I have something, you can go and spray down this product. Do you know they don't want to talk about that? They don't want to hear about that.
Herschel Walker. Guys like Herschel Walker are the reason I can't stop saying the N-word, because this nigga, all right? Georgia, this is with whom you want to place your fate. Please let Remy Ma give Herschel Walker the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
Lord, right. Have mercy.
Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, when we come back, what you want to do, huh? What y'all want to do? It's Friday. It's Memorial Day. This is about to be a three-day weekend. Y'all tell me what y'all want to do.
I already told you. I want to go back to bed. Actually, I want to go upstairs and watch ESPN.
Ma'am, and I just want to say to people out there who are traveling this weekend, there's a lot going on. My homegirl's trying to catch a flight out of D.C. There's our tornado watch. So all these flights are getting canceled there or pushed back. So just make sure y'all check and get to the airport early on this holiday weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to Aruba today. And then Dominican Republic. I got to go get some surgery. Just joking. I'm doing the DJ party.
You're going home.
No.
You're going home.
No, I'm not going.
You're going home.
No, I'm not going.
Your cheek filler has worn out. So you probably are, going to get a little something, a little tuck. You know what we need this morning? We need slander to Breakfast Club. Because I'm sick of y'all. All this traveling and stuff that y'all doing. Yeah, y'all need a little bit of humbling. You know what I mean?
I was going to ask y'all if you ever had a one-night stand because I was just talking about that yesterday. People are traveling for the weekend. Envy, isn't there like a big event in Aruba this weekend? Like some concert or something?
Yep.
Envy, who is Angela Yee talking to?
Who's she talking to?
Black.
I'm going to DJ and then.
What is she talking about? Does she not know black men don't cheat? What the hell is she talking about?
I don't know what she's talking about.
No, I'm talking about ever in your life.
What the hell? What in the hell? I'm about to get my Herschel Walker on. I ain't never heard of no black man cheating or no Dominican man cheating ever.
What are you talking about? Is this something you want to confess?
Check her for a wire. Check her for a wire or earpiece, please. What the hell?
Okay, well, let's play Yee's game. We'll ask you, Yee, have you ever had a one night? Well, we'll ask you when you come back. 800-585-1051. It's Memorial Weekend. A lot of you guys are out there traveling. So the question is, I guess, have you ever had a one night stand? Are you trying to have a one night stand this weekend? I'm just telling y'all, stay away from Yee because she got the vid. That's all I'm going to say. She got the vid. 800-585-1051.
My whole phase has been deleted.
Video.
What?
You said I got a
what are you talking about? I don't know. I'm not playing this game with Yee. I'm going to let Yee control this one. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. It's topic time. Pick up the phone, baby. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Yee wanted to talk about a topic. What topic is this, Yee?
We were talking about one-night stands. I was talking to...
No, we weren't. You were.
I was talking to one of my homeboys, and he was discussing how he used to have all these one-night stands. You know, it's a holiday weekend. There's a lot of different events that people are going out to. And I've never had a one-night stand, and I kind of feel like I missed the boat on that because it seems like it'd be a fun thing to do. Like, at some point in your life, you know, go on a vacation, meet somebody, be booed up for the night, no strings attached.
You still got time, Yee?
No, I don't.
What you mean? You in that prime state of your life. You could be one of them. Listen, them older women go to them resorts all the time and be sleeping with them pool boys.
They call them cougars. They call them cougars, Charlamagne. Cougars.
Yeah, go get your cougar on.
I don't see myself. Oh, you say, oh yeah, you're on it.
You're not on the market. Yeah, you just at a resort.
Hello, I would not.
I see it all the time.
And I also, people that are in relationships.
You never been on vacation and seen like them old white ladies on the beach with like some young man from the island. What do you think she doing?
Go get your groove back. But listen, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I just, never experienced it. It seemed like it'd be a fun thing to have done at some point in my life.
No,
so you guys are saying
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about before marriage.
No. And I'm going to answer you. I am a happily married man with four beautiful daughters. My whole phase has been deleted. I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, this conversation is even disrespectful to all
Why
the married men
so
out
scared?
There. Like, it seems like you got a wire. Like, you got a wire.
Word
or
is wrong.
Like that. Like,
check a four wire.
Play the old audio. Play the old audio. No, I'm kidding.
Ain't no old audio. I don't know.
But yes, let's take some calls then since y'all are nervous. 800-585-1051.
I'm not nervous. I just don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just speaking the truth.
Envy, do you know what you're talking about?
I'm just speaking facts.
I want to hear. I don't know what she's talking about. Some one night stands. Hello, sir. What's your name?
Ted from Pennsylvania, York, Pennsylvania.
Have you ever had a one night stand?
Yes, I just recently had one, which is crazy.
Now tell us about it.
Did you get tested after, sir?
I need to. But listen, so I go to Dominican Republic. I go to Punta Cana. I go to a resort out there with the family recently. The second night I was out there, I go to the bar by myself. Hanging out, this and that, meet a young lady. We're having a good time. You know, one thing leads to another. Before you know it, I'm clapping them cheeks. You know?
Wow.
Everything's cool.
How did that even happen?
Well, we was talking, drinking, having some drinks and stuff. Everything was cool.
Tequila.
You know what I mean? And, yeah. Nah, them mixed drinks. When you go to a resort, you drink them.
Mamawanas.
Man. Yeah. So
the
anyway, we were drinking
shelf
all that.
Sugary drinks.
That's right. Sounds like you got gonorrhea, sir. Sounds like gonorrhea-ish.
Shut up! He had a good time. Were you safe?
I wasn't safe, and that's the crazy thing. And that's what made it awkward. But here it's even more awkward. So come to find out, the next day, she's staying with her family right next door. So as we're going to breakfast with my family, I see her with her family going to breakfast, and I think she has a dude. Like, I was like, oh, shit. But yeah, you know.
Wow.
So that's
how did she look? How did she look the next morning?
She wasn't really nothing to look at though in the beginning, you know. So she looked, she looked a little rough, and I was kind of like, I hit that.
Hey man, are you sure? Are you positive? Dude Stop didn't it. Look like a lady.
Stop it, man.
What's nah, that? Nah.
Aerosmith song. It was Aerosmith song, right?
Dude looked like a lady.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, sir.
But it was awkward, man. Yeah. Thank you.
800-585-1051. Yee's talking one night stands. Have you had one? How'd it work out for you? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know it now. I'm in.
Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, you wanted to have this conversation. Yee, so go ahead, take over.
You are so scared. We're just talking about one night stands.
I just can't relate.
Weekend. People are going
first
on
of all,
vacations.
Yee,
there's going to be some one night stands happening out there, and I want to hear from y'all about your experiences.
What you don't understand, Yee, is that my wholeness has been deleted. And when you have the wholeness deleted surgery, you lose all memory of any wholeness that you once participated in. I am a happily married man with four kids. That's all I know.
Now, is having a one-night stand being a hoe, or is it just having a good time and being sexually fluid?
Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Paige.
Hey, Paige. Good morning. You had a one-night stand, Paige?
Yes, I did, like 14 years ago. I had a one-night stand
with
this guy. And it was really nice. It was a nice, you know, one-night stand. But now he rich with a mansion in Atlanta, ain't got no kids. He's living his best life, and I really regret. Like, I'm mad about it.
Why are you mad about it?
What you mad about?
Because you're stalking him, so I'm saying. why you don't hit him up?
I'm mad hit and quit. Like, I'm too nervous.
You should
let me ask you a question. Who hit and quit? Did he hit
him? You should...
It was a mutual understanding that we was just going to be a one-night stand.
Yeah, we're never going to speak again.
Yeah, but look, I'm saying, look, you're
talking to him.
Man. You're talking about it 14 years later. I feel like you should just, you know, drop him a message and be like, let's have a 14-year anniversary of our one-night stand.
Yeah, that is true. We could do that.
You going to try to get pregnant?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think you should have a conversation with your vagina, and you should say, you failed us.
Yeah, Envy, you are such a bird, and so are you, Charlamagne.
Envy, yeah, I'm just not about to
go. I'm saying, you said he got a mansion and he rich in Atlanta. If you're gonna do it again, you might as well, you know.
Yeah, but somebody failed us. I wasn't as knowledgeable as I was back then. Now.
Oh, so
I,
you don't
I think it was your vagina. I just think it was your vagina because I don't know, man. He would have remembered it. It would have been more memorable. He would have came back for seconds or something.
Are you still fly like you was 14 years ago?
Yes.
Hit him up, girl. I'm telling you.
That might not be the good thing because it might not just, we ain't had no kind of Nothing. We just slept together.
But then
and
there's
I
no
left.
Laws. What you what
yeah,
you gonna
want to
lose?
Communicate
you're gonna
15
you,
years
listen,
ago.
You
why
missed
you want to communicate
100% of the shots that you don't take. Okay. The worst thing that happens
man,
is
please.
You don't reply. So what?
And then I'm gonna be
sounds to me
back
like
back
them cheeks wasn't hitting on much.
No, I'm just mad that he got.
I don't know, ma'am.
Better if he would have failed.
All right, Mama. Sorry about that one.
She gave him some mediocre box. Now she want him to be a failure in life.
All right. Well, what's the moral of the story?
Now, I don't know. This was Yee's story.
Listen. I don't know. Listen, after listening to everything we heard, Joe Budden talking to Isaiah Rashad about just doing what you want to do in life. You know, if you are single, enjoy yourself. But be safe while you do it, guys. I just want to say it's a holiday weekend. It's going to go down regardless. So for some people, be safe, enjoy yourself, and have those experiences.
Okay. All right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, let's talk about Versus last night. We'll give you some of the highlights of UGK versus 8-Ball and MJG.
All right. We'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club. So listen up.
Now, since we were on vacation last Friday, let's just mention today that Nick Cannon's Raw and B came out last week. Here is a snippet of his song with Brandy. It's called Faithful. Ain't nobody down. All right, that's a bop. Also out today, Sean Paul, his album Scorcha is out. He has Gwen Stefani on there, Damian Marley, and Nicki Jam. You know, he was on The Breakfast Club talking about it, so make sure you guys listen to that. We had a whole conversation about who could Sean Paul battle in a versus. Could anybody really go against him? I couldn't think of anybody that would be a good.
No, it was Shaggy.
Sean Paul. He's,
it was Shaggy, right? He said. I think Shaggy would make all the sense in the world. That'd be a great one.
And Sean Paul has had a lot more, you know, a lot more songs that were pretty big, and he had a lot of pop songs too, not just dance hall. So that's a tough one, though. And he's even saying it's a tough one. Now, Eminem has released his expanded Eminem show for the 20th anniversary of that album. It has previously unreleased tracks. There's also live recordings and instrumentals. So there's 18 bonus tracks. Four of them are previously unreleased cuts. That includes Jimmy, Brian, and Mike, the Conspiracy Freestyle, Bump Heads, and this song right here, Stimulate. My goal is to stimulate, making you high. All right, so that's available on streaming services now, including instrumentals. That album came out back on May 26th in 2002. All right, now last night was also the verses of UGK versus 8-Ball and MJG. So how did it
man.
Go down? Now, Charlene,
man. What?
Oh, I thought you were about to say something. Thought you had more after that.
Oh, no, I'm just.
What'd you think? I know you're excited
listening.
For
I'm
this
just,
one.
I mean, Versus was incredible last night. I grew up on UGK and 8-Ball and MJG. So to see them perform classics like Pocket Full of Stones, Mr. Big, Knocking Doors Down. Like, the beauty of music is that it takes you back in time. And it immediately took me back to the script clubs that, you know, once existed in Columbia, South Carolina, the 803, the Metro, like Liquid Gentlemen's Club and Club LaRoyce and Crush Gentlemen's Club. If you never threw $100 in ones while Let Me See It played in a script club down south, you probably couldn't relate to last night Versus.
All right, well, the Underground Kings, UGK, they went number one on the Billboard charts back in 2007 with Big Pimpin' with Jay-Z. And here is that performance from last night.
No, I was going to say that was a four-song transition when it went from Ball and G doing Space Age Pimpin', Bun did Big Pimpin', then Ball and G did Pimp Hard, then UGK did Let Me See It. Man, listen. Come on, man.
Well,
come on,
Ball and MJG also had a lot of special guest appearances last night. That was really dope to see that they came with some peoples. Big Boy, Sleepy Brown, David Banner, Jazzy Faye, Twista all showed up. And here is Big Boy on that stage. Danny, baby,
decisions with precision. I pick or make my selection. Know who I choose to be with. Good or trust my protection. I know you wanted to slip, but slipping is something I don't do. Typical life. That's like making it rain every month on schedule. Let me tell you, get your promise all up, brother, cause it's gonna get better. Prepare you for the season.
And here is Twista, who also showed up to Verses and did a guest appearance.
Ooh, I can feel the people calling me, all of me. Zooming through the hood, once he ballin' me. Steady hearing women calling me. It's because of the candy gap, but I never get it from an 8-ball. A G, y'all of me. Dribble up a piece I can get, prison from a K-Town clear. When the player lick it down, quicker be no tease, super lean. She can suck a sieve off my tip. I get the right words in. Straight up in the juice of the minutes, then I'm a minute like a vice versa.
You know, International Players Anthem is one of the greatest songs of all time. And when you talk about collaborations, you're talking about three of the greatest hip hop groups coming together to make that record. You got Paul and Juicy J, UGK, and Outkast. And people wonder why that record is so classic. Like, because think about it. Usually when you get legends of that caliber to do a collaboration, you don't always hit it out the park. They hit it out the park and created a timeless, timeless record that to this day has me wondering why Big Boy wanted us to ask Paul McCartney. I still don't know what the hell we were supposed to ask Paul McCartney exactly, but dropping the clues bombs for UGK, Outkast, and 3-6 Mafia, damn it. Man, last night was great.
Yes, and that was in Atlanta. Some people feel like, you know, they didn't like the crowd. They thought the audience was kind of da-da-da, but... Legendary versus battle last night for Memorial Weekend. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Yes, indeed. When we come back, I think
what
we got the People's
Effie?
Choice mix. I don't know.
Yeah, where did Effie just go?
I have
he
no idea. He just literally just disappeared. Right. I have no idea where
vacation.
He went. But if we can find him, you'll get a People's Choice mix next. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Take control of a safer home with Kidde's new smoke and carbon monoxide alarm with smart features. A smart alarm that provides continuous 10-year detection of smoke and carbon monoxide and real-time notifications through Kidde Home Safe and the Kidde app. Shop now exclusively at the home.
WWPR FMHD1 New York.
And iHeartRadio station.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Again, shout out to everybody. June 19th, Father's Day weekend. I'm doing my car show in Houston. Family fun, old school cars, celebrity cars, amusement rides for the kids, monster trucks. NASCAR's going to have a car there with the pit crew. Shout out to New York City Race Team. They're going to be showing the kids how to change the tires. There's so much going on. If you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. Of course, shout out to Lincoln Tech Monster. And Houston been attacking me like crazy. Shout out to Trader Truth.
Man, they going to bust your ass.
Shout out to Bun B. Salute. Shout out to Mr. Rogers. Lynn's Garage.
That's who you need to salute. Lynn's Garage. Lynn's Garage been smoking you on Instagram, bro.
Yeah, he been trying.
Lynn's Garage said, I give you $20,000 for every car you show me titles for. I said, whoa.
I was like, crazy. Damn, is this some real beef going on?
Then he showed me an old Benz. He was like, that's my wife's car. I'm like, man, if you don't get that 1999 Benz box club on it.
But ain't that the point of the car show, though?
Huh?
Ain't the point of the car show to have, like, the old school
yeah, but that's
fly
not, that's
joints?
Not a classic. No, it's not a classic. But I love to see cars
yo,
like
Lynn's
that.
Garage. Hold on. Lynn's Garage said, I own all mine with titles. Let's bring them titles to the show and not being funny at all. I don't drive these. Let's see what your wife drives. Ooh.
Yeah, I heard that.
That really felt like it. And I know how you feel about people talking about your wife.
No. My wife drives a Rolls Royce Cullinan Black Badge. But I will say this.
What?
I will say this.
I don't know what that is.
I have titles to my vehicles. But it is it's easy to have titles when you have a 1986 Honda Accord. Like, them titles, them cars $1,000. You should have
that's
the title.
That's disrespectful.
If you don't have the title, you should feel away, Lynn. That's all I was saying. But anyway,
that's
this is all in family.
Why
are
you so
fun.
Disrespectful?
What? He should have
this
a
is
good,
why. This is why.
Title to them 1986
this is why nobody ever screams. This is why nobody ever screams colorism when light-skinned adults like yourself get bullied.
Why? He should have a title to that 1990s Nissan Sentra. He should. Yes, he should.
You talking about some good cars here now. You talking about some good. You disrespecting some really good cars right now.
Or the Nissan Stanza, the 1986 Nissan Stanza. You should have a damn title to that. That cost $250. Shout out to Lynn's
really
Garage.
I'm going to just stay in my lane.
He should too.
I love all those cars you just named.
Get your
I take a Sentra and a Honda any day.
In 1986, that was my first car, Honda, with the flip up lights. I still got the title for that. Car cost me $99. But anyway, if you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know we're talking this back and forth. We just love the car culture. You're going to get to see various different cars from old to new. And it's a family fun day. So get your tickets if you haven't got your tickets yet.
All right. And also, shout out to Javante Davis. He is fighting versus Rolando Romero at the Barclays. A whole bunch of people was hitting me up asking me, can you get me tickets? Can you get me this? Can you get me that? It's a little late now, guys. This fight is happening this weekend, but that is going to be live on May 28th. This is going to be the biggest fight at the Barclays financially ever. And it's the first fight in the past 2.5 years since COVID. So it's going to be a good one, guys. So shout out to Javante Davis, to Rolando Romero, to the Barclays.
And when we come back, positive notice, the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Well, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do have a positive note, man. And the positive note is very simple. If you feel like me today, then you know it's been a very exhausting week. Mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, just exhausted. And I just want to tell everybody out there, man, it's a long weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Let's all hit the reset button. You know, really take care of yourself this weekend, man. Let self-care be the top thing on your list. Well, let self-care be the second thing on your list, because the number one thing on your list should be putting God at the center of everything. It's the only thing to me that always, always, always works.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.